Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show. Channel
94.1. Well, Nebraska regulators have approved the Keystone XL pipeline. The route is going to run through Nebraska. It's 9 years that it's been going back and forth. The decision was announced Monday morning. So this paves the way, but it's not immediately clear whether the pathway will prompt construction of the project. Nebraska is putting forth an alternative route that is not preferred by TransCanada. So there is still some groundwork to work out. The project has faced opposition from environmental groups, and it was recently shut down in neighboring South Dakota after a leak of roughly 200,000 gallons of oil happened. Charlie Rose's co-anchors are reacting to his suspension after allegations of sexual harassment surfaced against the CBS This Morning anchor.
What are they saying? Yeah.
Gail King, she says she's still reeling from the news. She says she only got about an hour and a half worth of sleep last night. She and Charlie, you know, they've known each other for about 5 years now. And she said, he was a mentor. I looked up to him. She's like, I'm really having a hard time grappling with this.
Gail and Nora, they're like sitting on the set today like, well, yeah. This show's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so, a little different. Yeah. All right, so his accused sinning
he's considered one of the most respected interviewers and journalists. Yeah. In terms of a TV anchor.
So it's eight women who are accusing Charlie Rose of sexual indiscretions. And apparently there are 12 more that have reached out to the Washington Post with their stories. But those haven't been vetted. So, but Nora O'Donnell took time to make a statement. Both Nora O'Donnell and Gail King took time to make statements this morning. Because, of course, everyone's wondering, like, well, you're two women who have worked with them. What has been the work environment for you?
Well, we were playing the clips. We watch it every morning. They're always playful and fooling around.
Yeah.
And, sometimes Charlie Rose seems like a goofy old man.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so it's kind of
he gets excited. We're playing this clip. John Stewart or the John Oliver has done a continuing bit about the sexual tension, the weird sexual tension,
right?
Because it's two funny, sexy ladies, and then there's Charlie, who's kind of like the old man.
Baby, yeah. What yeah. You done to me,
this
done
is them singing to him.
You make me feel like, so good inside, good inside, and I just wanna be so close to you. So alive.
Oh.
The news is back in the morning.
I'm going to die and go to heaven right now.
I'm going to die and go to heaven right now.
You should be more playful like that.
But they had good chemistry on the show. So if you've never watched the CBS Morning Show, when the Today Show was doing another cooking segment or juggling out there in Rockefeller Center, these guys, for the most part, do news.
No.
Yes. But they've got a pretty good back and forth. And he certainly, you can tell, appreciates the ladies. He's like Anchorman.
Yeah. He's like Anchorman. Yeah, I guess what's going to happen to the show afterwards?
Well, he's just, I mean, it's a suspension. Wow. So obviously he can come back from this. CBS has suspended him. They're just, while they're looking into the allegations.
Yeah. Brian Williams had to get put on an ice floe, remember?
Yeah,
oh,
I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
And
I mean,
that was just lying.
If the allegations turn out to be true, that the stories that these women are telling are true, then those are some serious allegations against a man who held power in a position that, you know, he was their boss. And if he behaved inappropriately, then it's up to CBS as a network to decide whether or not they want to stand by that kind of behavior.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
All right. So it's not like there's cameras or there's any other, I guess there haven't come out with any other witnesses involved as well. So does the amount of people coming forward still make you guilty? It's him versus, it's one person versus another. I'm not defending anyone here.
Right.
You know,
I think what happens is, I think in cases like this, because obviously like it's not criminal charges. Right. It's not going to be criminal charges. This is just like an HR thing.
Yeah.
They probably vet the stories. You know, you hear if you
the Washington Post.
Right. If you hear eight different women who've never met each other tell eight stories that all similar. Have this similar thread. It's like, well, there must be some truth to something because these women may not know each other or have come in contact with each other, but they're all shared experiences. So there's
going to be a lot of awkward Thanksgiving dinners this year.
Lewd phone calls. No. That's what's interesting. Lewd phone calls.
Oh, really?
Walking around naked in their presence. The groping is concerning.
Yeah.
You got to lead with groping.
I think so.
I mean, most people probably know someone who could maybe make a lewd phone call. Like, they would like, well, I don't know, were they joking, being naughty?
Right.
Walking around naked was in his house, but where he had assistants over, or quote-unquote employees, but he was at home.
Yes.
But groping, it's like, just lead with groping. But groping is not normal.
No. And one of the cases, it's like this woman was being interviewed for a job and, you know, I mean, and she says, she was crying and he's just like, oh, come on, don't cry. Like, I mean, so at that point you have to figure what's going on isn't probably, if somebody's crying and it's not
the interview's gone sideways.
It's gone sideways. Yes, exactly. Like, it wasn't like I didn't get the job. It's like please stop touching me. Yeah. So we'll see. He's apologized for his inappropriate behavior. He says he's greatly embarrassed, but he does dispute some of the accuracy of some of the claims. So we'll see what ends up happening, but obviously it's a developing story and, you know, we all really respected him. So you hope for the best in a situation like this. A new cloud region is being created by Amazon to host classified federal government information. What do you guys think about this? Amazon said in a blog post yesterday, they're providing cloud service. It's set up to host classified projects, including those requiring top secret clearance.
I wouldn't do it. I mean, why?
I know.
You do it.
This isn't Amazon's first foray into classified hosting. I guess since 2014, the company began operating a huge classified data storage project headed by the CIA. That just seems like hacking waiting to happen.
Well, I think you're saying what the concern is, that they're working with the intelligence services. They're working with the government.
Yes.
I don't think they probably have a choice.
Well, I just also wonder, you know, it's
how
Amazon.
How safe is the cloud?
How safe is the cloud? That was more my concern. It's like, okay, is this just like, and here we go. Start the timer till when we're getting notice that, you know, somehow somebody in their mom's basement in Ukraine has cracked the code.
The cloud. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that has value. Promising the safety of it.
Oh,
you
dude,
know.
If you can create
Tim Cook,
that.
Tim Cook and Apple seems to say that
it's over.
He believes it's uncrackable and, you know.
And if you can promise that, you're damn right everyone's going to go there. So
Creighton University men's basketball, they beat 23rd-ranked UCLA in the Hall of Fame Classic at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. But tonight, it's going to be against Baylor, another high-ranked team.
So they set a record last night. They just beat two top 20-ranked teams in a row, Northwestern and then UCLA, which is crazy. So tonight, it's against number 22 Baylor. They beat them at 9 o'clock on ESPN2. They win this early season tournament. And they've beat three ranked teams. And they've got to shoot up the rankings.
Yeah.
They're unranked.
I mean, shame on me. I was shocked at how many people I know went.
Shame on you.
It's in California. They flew out there to
watch. Kansas City.
Okay.
That's like a home game.
Yeah, UCLA was the team that they played.
What was I thinking? I thought it was in Staples. Okay. All right. Hey, I'm bad.
I saw the old mayor.
I'm bad.
Was there. Fahey was down there in the front row.
And we got high school football championships going on in Lincoln today, starting this morning. Class C1, its kickoff is at 10:15. And then that's going to be Norfolk Catholic versus Boone Central. And then UTAN and Centennial is the Class C2, and that's this afternoon. But then the big one, Class A, Omaha North versus Kearney, 7 o'clock tonight. And it'll be playing on, Jeff, what's the?
Kearney.
I know. Any TV. Thank you. Sorry.
Nebraska Public Television.
President Trump is pardoning two turkeys today. Long held tradition. It is the two lucky birds are named Drumstick and Wishbone.
Oh, didn't that make you hungry?
But that pointy party brought it up earlier, and I agree. It's funny that Trump's not reversed since he's reversed everything else.
And he should have walked out with an axe.
He should have murdered both of the turkeys and said it was a stupid tradition, and then fed them to the poor.
Grab them by their necks, snap them, and yeah.
Especially when you're going to give them such tease nicknames like Drumstick and Leftovers.
Wishbone. Wishbone.
What other good names could you give them? Do they all have those funny
Giblets.
Names then?
Or
cranberry sandwich.
I like that one. Little cranberry sandwich is saved.
We'll have to look. They do name them every year. I don't know okay. if there is like...
He should have pardoned food. A bowl of mashed potatoes and a can of cranberries. I pardoned both of these and then whacked the heads off of two turkeys.
God, you would expect...
Everyone starts crying. No
And then
way.
Held the turkey heads up.
Those turkeys
are... Are you not entertained?
Those turkeys are pretty amazing. White, giant turkeys. I'm just used to seeing
They're
them.
They're so big, the and they get ones. To stay at a hotel.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing, is that they get that. To stay at, like, a hotel. So, George
how
W.
Silly.
Bush...
I know, how stupid is this? Now it's
This is
dumb.
Really funny. Okay, so, President Reagan, he had Charlie...
Okay.
And then George W. Bush had Liberty with his backup Freedom.
Okay.
Biscuits and backup gravy, stars and backup stripes, and flyer and fryer. Those were some of the George W. Bush presidencies.
Okay.
Obama
right.
had courage and Liberty, I think. Apple and cider. I mean, so they've always had like goofy kind of like, haha, like I guess last year it was tater tot. Tater and Tot, and they were from Iowa, actually, last year. This year, they're from Minnesota, and this year, it's Wishbone and...
Wishbone.
I know. So they come up with all sorts of, like, goofy little names. Sometimes it's like, oh, and then other times you're like, a holiday tradition that is starting to raise some eyebrows. This year, kids will need an appointment if they want to see Santa at the flagship Macy's store in New York City. This is the first year they're doing this. Before, it used to just be hop in line to get a chance to sit on Santa's lap. But I guess he's become such a popular guy that they have now made it a point that you have to make an appointment. Reservations are free, and they run from Thanksgiving through Christmas Eve, but Santa won't see you unless you're expected, which is just so bizarre. And in time for the holidays, if you're looking to make a little extra cash, you may be something that you don't necessarily do just because it's the holiday season. This may be all year round. Over 44 million American adults have what's called a side hustle. It's a way to earn extra money other than the major source of income. So besides your job, maybe you do something else outside of that.
Like a part-time job.
Yes. I guess 28% of younger millennials are the most likely age group to have one of these side hustles.
Multiple gigs.
Yeah. 86% of side hustlers do it at least monthly. 36 of them earn more than $500 per month doing it.
Me and Party were just looking at the resale market on Kanye West's Yeezy shoes.
Side
that
hustle.
Looks like a nice side hustle.
Yes. Absolutely.
If you can get rolling on purchasing those shoes, the aftermarket is to the roof.
I saw some, I don't want to share this, but I will. I saw some news thing where some kid will go and get these clearance items like out of grocery stores and stuff like that and resell it on Amazon, and he just makes a killing. That's all he does. He started doing for college. He's like, I need some extra money. So started with little, you know, a little bit of dollars here and there.
Yeah,
but
you're
now
willing
it's
to,
all big.
If you're willing to do the work in a convenience culture.
Yeah.
So if so many people are willing to just sit
amazing.
In their home and click yes and pay for convenience, there's money to be made on the service industry that I'll go get things you won't.
If you have a side hustle going on, and give us a call, 938-9400. I'm curious. I'm amazed by being able to, like you said, the world of convenience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who would have, I guess.
Well, and just little things, like one of the stories that I was watching about this, it was like these people have, you know, regular 9-to-5 jobs, but then let's say they love to knit or they're really good at, like baking or something like that, that it's something that they'll do, especially during the holidays where that's like they'll throw up an Etsy page and it's something that they do on their time off on weekends that they like to do, but they're making money doing it, which is like pretty cool when you consider that if it's something that you like to do. I mean, sometimes side hustles can be a grind because it's like if you're, you know, cashier someplace just to make extra money so you can make ends meet.
Yeah,
that's not a fun side hustle. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, 819-938-9400. Again, we'll take your calls, side hustlers.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Hi, my name is Callie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah,
good.
What's going on?
I'm actually currently driving to my side hustle right now. I have a full-time job, and then I do a part-time job in the middle of the day. So
what are the jobs?
What's your hustle?
So I work at a daycare with the school-agers. So I take them to school in the morning, and then I have this huge gap in the middle of my day. And then I usually have to go back to the daycare and pick them up from school. So instead of just sitting at home for 3 hours, I actually go and do fitness classes at other daycares for kids.
Oh, see, that's a good side hustle there.
Yeah, so I love working with children. So I just go to different daycares and do 30 minutes of activities with certain ages and just keep them active and keep them moving.
Wow.
Very that's cool.
Like
cool.
A kid Zumba instructor. Yeah. And it pays? What's it pay? How much? What's it pay?
Yeah. It pays about $13 an hour. So
okay.
Yeah, so it's a good, I mean, on top of a full-time job, it's a good part-time job to keep my day going.
You need to email us when you get off the air, so in case if anyone wants to hire you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely cool.
Big Party
Thank
Show, channel94.com, okay?
Yeah, all perfect. Right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Have a good day. Have
She's a good
holiday.
Like a daycare Uber driver by day slash daycare fitness instructor.
Love it.
Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's up?
Hi, I was calling about the job hustle also.
Side hustle.
I have a full-time job and then I'm a beekeeper on the side.
A beekeeper?
Yes.
That's funny.
Oh, that's really? So cool.
And that pays? It's not a hobby?
No, I'm actually making this into a business. Beauty and the Beast, honey, is my company. But,
Beauty and the Bees? That's an awesome name. Yep. Okay.
Thanks. Yeah, Beauty and the Bees, honey, and I also sell beauty lotions and men care stuff items. So
where is...
So you're a honey farmer.
The beehive, like where are you in the city? Where do you live?
I have... my bees are in Bellevue and Murray, Nebraska. And so, you know, Bellevue and Murray, and... I also purchase honey from other local beekeepers, so I have enough product because I run out pretty quick.
Oh, now, do you have neighbors? Awesome, like, are there people near your bees?
Well, we had a step storm in the beginning of the summer, and I actually had some bees move into some empty equipment. So I do have some bees at my house.
Yeah, because it's just funny. Over the weekend, a buddy of mine who lives in Texas, he has an issue with the neighbor who is a beekeeper.
Okay.
And everyone in the neighborhood, it drives them crazy. Like, they have swimming pools. They can't go outside.
Oh, because the bees are everywhere?
The bees are everywhere. But the zoning in, I don't know how it is in Bellevue, but the zoning in Texas, there is none. So.
Oh, you just have them right in your backyard.
Wow, wow,
you can
West.
Have, I mean.
Well, you're supposed to have a permit, but most of my bees are on properties. We're, like, out in the country, so.
That's right. Good.
I don't have any issues with them.
That's
but
cool.
Yeah, I have had to move bees because of pools, so.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you do with bees for winter? That's what I always wonder. My kids were just asking me, I was like, I don't know, I think they go to sleep. But what do bees do during the winter?
They cluster, so they kind of form a ball inside the hive to keep warm, and they just rotate in and out of this cluster.
Okay.
They don't sleep. They're awake.
Oh, they just get slower, I guess, right?
Okay.
Yeah, they just...
Okay, and the last question here. And you wear a bee outfit, right? One of those beekeeper outfits?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do have to wear those. Okay, all right, very...
You can go without, but I have a couple hives that are pretty
active.
Aggressive.
Okay.
And what's the smoke for? Yeah. What's the little smoke canister for? Do you do that?
I do smoke them. It's just to kind of, you know, disorient them so they're kind of confused because they're thinking that there's a fire.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They just have the big, they kind of look like a Catholic priest when they're doing the censer.
Yeah.
Fing.
All right, so
Fing.
Beauty and the Bees. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, Beauty and the Bees, honey, and I'll be at Westroads pop-up event this weekend. So
pop-up event? Okay.
Okay, good deal.
Local raw honey.
Bring us some raw honey sometime.
Ooh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, I will, for sure.
It's so tasty.
I would
spread that on bread.
I want to eat the cum. I mean, the combs.
Oh, my God.
Broken arrow.
The honeycomb.
The honeycomb.
Yep.
The honeycomb.
Yeah, the spring will bring some honeycomb. I don't have any right now, but I do have this raw honey.
Can you eat
the
comb?
Right now.
Yeah, you can eat the honeycomb.
It's paraffin. It's basically, it's like a wax. That's what it's made out of. Yeah,
it's beeswax. It's edible 100%. But a lot of people just chew it like gum.
Yeah, because it's chewy. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Hey, thanks for calling.
That's so cool. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Like, I feel like Obi-Wan Kenobi. I suddenly felt 1,000 Rick Joneses on Twitter cry out, oh my God. They had, we had that apple moonshine down in Arkansas, and it had the...
The combs
the
in there,
cinnamon.
Oh, with the little cinnamon sticks. Ooh,
stick
yummy.
In the bottom of it.
Did it That's taste what you do like it. The Applejack that I'd gotten you? I've been meaning to ask you. Remember how I got you that apple brandy? Like, what was it, last year for Christmas?
Yeah, this was like, we said it tasted sweeter? Like eating an apple without having to chew it.
Ooh, nice. Oh. All right, who's this? Hello, you're on the Big Party Show. What's going on?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Dear, you're going to have to turn down your radio if you could, please.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you know, you're fine. Better? You're fine. Yeah, what's your side hustle?
Well, I actually own my own jewelry business on the side. My husband and I, family run business.
Wow, so you make jewelry?
I do. Full-time, I work in child welfare, so I kind of work with children and families and kind of help them out when they're struggling. And then on the side, that is how I get over it. My stress reliever is I make jewelry on the side.
That's fantastic. And you've been able to like make it into a money-making venture, or is it just still kind of like you're operating at a loss, but it's good for your mental health?
Both. I mean, it's good for my mental health. During the summertime is where I generate most of my revenue. And then during the holidays, you know, I have people that call me to commission maybe for weddings or for Christmas idea stories for their moms or sisters.
That's fantastic.
That's pretty sweet. Wow.
Could it ever, if you had to, could it pay the bills, the side job? Could it be the main job?
Not right now, no.
Not right now, but maybe in theory, down the road?
Hopefully in theory, because I love to do it. And I try to keep my prices very reasonable. My husband is my buyer. Like I said, you know, we're a family-run company. And right now I'm just local. And I'm hoping eventually, because I do love to do that, and I mainly specialize in, like, sterling silver, crystals, and semi-precious stones.
Okay.
So, wow.
All right, very sweet. I guess they have a pop-up thing going on at West Show. Just take your jewelry there and see what's going on. I'm still stuck on the last call, so.
Yeah.
There we go.
He's a little gun shy.
And I do have my own, Facebook page. You know, it is okay. Heather's Custom. Beatery. So, I mean, if you guys go check it out,
that'd
be wonderful.
Okay, what was it one more time?
Heather's Custom Beatery.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Hey, thank you, dear. Thanks for calling.
It's like a...
Thank you.
It's like a episode of Radio Tradio.
Welcome to the Thrifty Nickel.
It's the side hustle portion
what's
of the
your,
show.
What's your hustle?
Hello, what's your Hi. Hustle? Yeah, what's your hustle? What's up?
My sister and I run a side hustle called Rustic Woods. We create accent wood walls and shiplap in people's homes. I'm a nurse full-time, and she's a respiratory therapist full-time. So
okay. And what do you do again? What is it?
It's rustic called rustic wood.
Rustic, yeah. Rustic
woods. So we put old wood as accent walls in people's houses and shiplap.
That's
really neat.
Midwest version of Joanna Gaines, really, is what it is.
Okay. Very nice. All right, dear. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. See you later.
I got a side hustle. It's called the Rusty Trombone. We restore old instruments, polish them, get them up to a shine. When I was driving around in those hills, I'm telling you, in Arkansas, in the middle of nowhere, the one thing I kept thinking was, what does everybody do? Like when you live in remote areas, they weren't farmers. It was like, what does everybody do? I started wondering. I'm like, you know, if there was a factory nearby that looked like it closed, everybody would have to get their own job at home.
You had to figure it
out.
But
those side hustles are sort of interesting, what you could make at home. Mm-hmm. And as we're drinking this moonshine, I'm like, holy cow, people tease the South about making moonshine. You can bottle this stuff and sell it at Hy-Vee.
Absolutely.
I mean, this thing was well packaged and it was absolutely delicious. It didn't make anybody go blind.
Did you bring any back?
Where did you buy that? Did you buy that there?
I'm sure you could find it at Hy-Vee.
They got some type of moonshine there, but I don't know, you know.
Down there, you have to find, they've got blue laws.
Okay, all right.
So they don't sell beer in a lot of the towns.
Okay.
So you have to drive, liquor stores were like a big deal. You had to drive to the liquor store. They all had flashing signs.
Yeah.
Last liquor store for
X amount of miles, yeah.
60 miles.
Oh, jeez.
And so when you went into a liquor store, it was like the mother of all liquor stores, and they sold right in front really nice, like high-end bottled they sell them as moonshine.
Moonshine!
I'm sure you could find it around here
at a grocery store. I've seen it at Hy-Vee, but I always took it as, you know, like at some other... You know, big manufacturer creating this.
And this might
stuff,
be.
So, but.
But it was delicious.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Channel 94.1.
Kevin Hart and his wife welcomed a baby boy.
Oh.
It's their first child together. Little guy they named Kenzo Cash Hart. He has two children from a previous marriage, but this is his first one with wife Aniko. So little guy says he's healthy and already smiling.
Yeah, I remember. Nice. He had a
problem, yes. Didn't he? With
he quote, bad error in judgment, rumors that he was unfaithful to his wife. This video came out of him, and I believe she was a dancer, like a Vegas.
A lady of the night.
Lady.
A stripper. Mm. And she put out photos of them together, and it was like, yowzer.
Yeah. Taylor Swift's reputation debuted atop the Billboard 200 album chart on Monday. She has the top-selling debut album of 2017. 1.2 million units sold, and it's the biggest opening week for an album so far this year. Previously, it was held by Kendrick Lamar's album, which moved 600,000 units back in April. So it's good to be Taylor right now. And Beyonce is, it's good to be Beyonce when it comes to the highest earning women in music. 2017's list is out from Forbes magazine, and they say Beyonce, $105 million is what she made this last year, though they're thinking that Taylor Swift will top that list next year with all the money she's getting from Reputation and the upcoming tour. Adele is second in 2017, $69 million, followed by Taylor Swift with $44 million. So lots and lots of monies. Rihanna is going to be on the cover of Vogue Paris. Not just one, not just two, but three different covers. The guest editor for the December issue thought that she was just so stunning. Three photographers, three editorials, three covers. They're going to include nearly no makeup look paired with like a yellow ensemble and a head wrap, and it's all coming out December 1st.
It looks like kind of like Barbados gear, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
I wonder, does she ever go home for Thanksgiving or Christmas, go back to the island?
I think she does. We just don't really hear about it.
There was that thing where she got her mom that house, remember?
Yeah.
And I can't remember what video. That was so sweet. And she was like, here you go, mama.
She does back home
in Barbados.
Yeah, she does a pretty good job of staying out of the news, it seems, doesn't it? Outside of good stuff.
Yeah, I would agree. And Lady Gaga, her new man, wow, talk about putting your money where your mouth is. He asked Lady Gaga to marry him, and apparently he's all in. He has a tattoo under his shoulder. It's a picture of Lady Gaga's face.
Tattooed under his shoulder?
Wow, yeah. High, long pigtails. The tattoo went viral on like a Lady Gaga fan. But he's got it like high on his on his arm. So not his shoulder, but you know.
Where can we see it? What's the guy's name? Ricky Genest.
The husband, right?
He's the fiance.
The fiance.
Us Weekly is the one that's reporting this story. And it is just, I mean, it's a sizable tattoo of her face.
He's a strange looking man. He looks like the lead singer of Prodigy.
Does he?
He's an agent. Like, he's in the industry, but he's not a talent. Like, he's on the management side. And he's older than she is. He's 48. He's a CAA talent agent. She's 31. She just performed at the AMAs on Sunday night, but it was like a via tele, you know, but she was in D.C. and did her live performance and then it aired on the ABC show.
Yeah.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Is Christian Carino.
Yeah, I had the wrong guy. Not Ricky Genest. Carino.
Christian Carino. And he is apparently all in. I mean, that's going to be a tough tattoo to cover up. Picture of your fiance's face.
And it's underneath his arm, you said?
It's on his like upper shoulder.
Okay,
you know,
all right.
Like right up here. I don't know how
hideable. Okay.
Yeah. It's you can see it like if he's wearing a t-shirt, half of her face is peeking out from underneath the t-shirt sleeve. So
Wow.
It's there. Yes. It's a horrible tattoo.
Johnny Depp says the moment you tattoo your lover's name on you, it's over. Remember?
Yes.
He had Winona forever.
Yes.
Which is now Wino forever.
Yeah. And he's become a Wino.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it does to you, kids. Be careful with the tattoos. He tattooed his lovely girlfriend's wife.
God, it seems like a
now,
good
idea. Now, Winona Ryder, by the way, is from Stranger Things. That's how the kids would know her. She's the old lady mom.
Yeah, I never used to be the old lady mom. Remember?
I know.
She was young at one time.
She was young and delightful.
They kind of weather her up, though, for that show.
They do.
She looks pretty good.
I think she looks fantastic.
Yeah, the red carpet.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I thought she looked beautiful on some red carpet event. I'm like, oh, good, because...
Oh, she's still a knockout. I mean, Adam Sandler had her in a movie not that long ago.
Yeah.
And she's still, I think they batter her up so she looks like a Midwest mom in the 80s who hasn't had sleep.
Batter her up.
How dare they?
Batter her up.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
KQCH
Omaha.
KQCH HD1 Omaha.
Channel 94.1.
Omaha's number one hit music station.